Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, June 23rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Mining news breaks. LaFleur Minerals Inc. OTCQB LFLRF SE 3BUK0 targets Beacon Gold Mill restart and new drilling at Swanson Project. LaFleur Minerals, listed on the CSE, OTCQB, and FSE, is moving forward with plans to restart production at its Beacon Gold Mill in Val-d'Or, Quebec by early 2026. The company is supported by a preliminary economic assessment and a 5,000-meter diamond drilling program at its Swanson Gold Project. LaFleur aims to accelerate production with a fully permitted mill and strategic location near gold deposits. With gold prices above $3,300 per ounce, the company is focused on expanding its resource base through targeted exploration. LaFleur Minerals is dedicated to developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt, emphasizing the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill for long-term value delivery.
Network news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ BREA, finalizes majority acquisition of Italian football club Juve Stabia. Brera Holdings PLC, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BREA, has finalized the majority acquisition of Italian football club Juve Stabia. The acquisition of a 52% stake in the Serie B club aligns with Brera's strategy to drive revenue growth and long-term value creation. Founder Daniel McClory highlighted Juve Stabia's strong performance in the 2024-25 season and its potential to contribute to Brera's future success. Brera Holdings PLC focuses on expanding its social impact football business by developing a global portfolio of sports clubs. For more information, visit Brera Holdings' website.
Lexeria reaches patent milestone, 50 patents now granted worldwide. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. has reached a significant milestone with the granting of two new international patents, bringing their total worldwide patent portfolio to 50. The new patents focus on the treatment of epilepsy and sublingual delivery of nicotine. The epilepsy drug market was valued at $9.5 billion in 2023 and is expected to reach over $15 billion by 2032. Additionally, the global retail oral nicotine market was valued at $5.5 billion in 2023 and is projected to grow at 26% annually until at least 2030. Lexeria's Dehydratech technology has shown promise in enhancing absorption and delivery of beneficial molecules. For more information, visit lexeriabioscience.com. Skills frameworks are key to unlocking talent mobility success. Study by HR Research Institute in partnership with SHL. A new research report by the HR Research Institute and SHL highlights the importance of skills frameworks in successful talent mobility programs. The study, Talent Mobility Programs 2025, shows that organizations with strong skills frameworks are better at matching employees to opportunities. Despite the benefits of talent mobility, only 8% of organizations have a concise skills framework in place. Barriers to effective mobility include managers prioritizing external hires, limited budgets, and outdated technology. HR leaders are advised to embed mobility into their core talent strategy, train managers on internal advancement, invest in scalable technology, and refine skills frameworks for clarity. According to Debbie McGrath, chief instigator and CEO of HR.com, reskilling and internal mobility are interconnected, and a structured view of employee skills and job needs is crucial for successful execution. The research report is available for free download, offering actionable insights for HR professionals looking to enhance retention, development, and workforce agility. Telvantis Inc. closes May 25th with 20.6 member plus in revenue, confirms full-year plan in excess of $200 million in revenues and strong commercial momentum. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based technology-driven telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, closed May 25th with over $20.6 million in revenue, signaling a strong recovery. The company confirms a full-year plan exceeding $200 million in revenues, with a current run rate of around $20 million per month. Telvantis' gross margin reached approximately $150,000 for May, with an operating loss of around $227,000 before financing costs. The company expects gross profit to expand and costs to decrease in the coming quarters. CEO Daniel Contreras noted a strong commercial momentum and plans to release reviewed H125 numbers after the quarter close. Telvantis aims to lead in the telecom technology space with its advanced solutions and strategic expansions. Accredited Solutions Inc., OTC, announces launch of CDR Chain, a blockchain-based marketplace for voice and SMS settlement. Accredited Solutions Inc. announces the launch of CDR Chain, a blockchain-based marketplace for voice and SMS settlement. CDR Chain offers near real-time transaction validation and settlement, reducing reconciliation times and minimizing fraud. The platform aims to revolutionize telecom settlement processes by leveraging blockchain technology for transparency and efficiency. With accelerated settlement, reduced fraud risk, operational efficiency, cost savings, and transparency, CDRC Chain is positioned to become the go-to marketplace for global SMS and voice traffic settlements. Interested parties can explore the platform benefits and join the waiting list for early access at cdrchain.ai. The company plans to have a full working MVP with three test clients interconnected by the end of Q3 this year, engaging potential telco clients in the coming days. Telvantis Inc. closes May 25th with 20.6 MEMA plus in revenue, confirms full-year plan in excess of $200 MEMA in revenues and strong commercial momentum. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based technology-driven telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, closed May 25th with over $20.6 million in revenue, showing a strong recovery. The company confirms its full-year plan, with revenues exceeding $200 million and a growing monthly run rate of around $20 million. Telvantis continues to accelerate its revenue trajectory, solidifying its position in the telecom technology space. With a gross margin of approximately $150,000 for May, the company anticipates further expansion and a decrease in costs in the upcoming quarters. CEO Daniel Contreras expressed confidence in the company's commercial momentum and plans to provide reviewed H125 numbers after the quarter closes. Telvantis is strategically positioned for growth and market leadership in the telecommunications industry. Amrize debuts as independent, publicly traded company. Amrize debuts today as an independent, publicly traded company after completing a 100% spin-off from Holcim, trading under the ticker symbol AMRZ on the NYSE and SIX Swiss Exchange. Amrize is positioned as the partner of choice for professional builders in North America. With over 1,000 sites and a robust distribution network, Amrize offers advanced building solutions from foundation to rooftop. Generating $11.7 billion in revenue in 2024, the company focuses on infrastructure, commercial, residential, new build, repair, and refurbishment markets. Amrize's CEO, Jan Jenisch, expressed excitement for this new chapter and emphasized the company's commitment to delivering value and superior performance for stakeholders. To mark this milestone, company leaders will ring the NYSE opening bell and visit sites across the U.S. and Canada to celebrate with teammates. From plants, milk, to umbilical cord, Creative Biolabs launches multi-source exosome skincare research line. Creative Biolabs has launched a new multi-source exosome skincare research line featuring exosomes from umbilical cord, milk, and plants. Umbilical cord-derived exosomes are highlighted for their regenerative and anti-aging properties, offering potential in skincare and hair care markets. Milk-derived exosomes are gaining popularity for their rich bioactive factors, while plant-derived exosomes provide natural active compounds efficiently. Creative Biolabs offers freeze-dried umbilical cord exosome products, premium milk exosomes, and plant-derived exosomes like aloe and ginseng. In addition to raw materials, the company provides customized services for skincare development teams, including ingredient screening and microneedle delivery solutions. Learn more at Creative Biolabs' website.
Flimp launches embeddable employee benefits AI agent for answering employees' HR and benefits questions. Flimp, a leading provider of employee benefits communication solutions, has launched its employee benefits AI agent product. This AI-enabled chatbot can be customized for employers and embedded into benefits guides, microsites, virtual fairs, or websites to help employees and spouses with HR and benefits questions. The AI chatbot reduces time spent on meetings, Q&A sessions, and responding to emails, calls, and other tasks related to benefits and HR policies. The product features seamless integration, quick fact-checking, security, and smart escalation of unanswered questions. Additional features like a feedback tool, real-time insights, and foreign language support are coming soon. To learn more, visit Flimp's website or request a demo.
Camden Huddle House is back and better than ever. The Camden Huddle House is now open and welcoming guests back to the beloved gathering place for home-style meals and their signature breakfast all-day offerings. Led by franchisees Todd Blevins and Lineal Vaughn, the restaurant has generated excitement in the community. Within less than a year, Blevins and Vaughn have grown their Huddle House portfolio to 13 restaurants across multiple states. Ascent Hospitality Development's Chief Development Officer, Peter Ortiz, praises their passion and confidence in the brand's growth potential. For more information about Huddle House, including franchising opportunities, visit their website or follow them on social media. Huddle House has been serving quality homestyle food since 1964, offering flavor, fun, and value for all guests. BHS Inc. introduces modular charging infrastructure for electric industrial vehicles. BHS Inc., a leading manufacturer of custom material handling equipment, has introduced new modular solutions for industrial vehicle charging stations. The Universal Forklift Charger Stand, CSU, is at the center of the product family, supported by configurable cable management tools, cable retractor reel mounts, CSU-PX, and heavy-duty cable retractor reels, CRR. According to Trent Booth, inside sales manager of BHS, as electric fleets expand, so does the need for charging infrastructure. The modular charger infrastructure is designed to be configurable to the task at hand, accommodating various battery charger designs. The goal is to make charging stations as flexible as the fleets themselves, allowing for multiple industrial trucks to be powered simultaneously. These products are available now and cater to a wide range of industries transitioning to electric vehicle fleets. MirrorMe launches Project Hype Up, LA 88, 24/7 AI concierge, uniting all 88 LA County cities ahead of 2026 World Cup, 2027 Super Bowl, and 2028 Olympic Games. Project Hype Up LA 88, launched by MirrorMe, aims to boost the economies of 88 Los Angeles County cities by providing 24/7 AI concierge services in 60 languages. Through collaboration with local chambers of commerce and businesses, cultural attractions and small enterprises will gain visibility to international tourists. The AI platform offers real-time assistance with travel bookings, recommendations, and personalized itineraries to enhance each visitor's LA experience. Additionally, HypeUp LA 88 provides emergency support in users' native languages, connecting them to critical services. The project promotes sustainable economic growth by incentivizing partners through AI-driven bookings and engagement. Learn more at HypeUp LA 88's project page.
Alsco Uniforms acquires Topper Linen, expands with second laundry facility in Toronto. Alsco Uniforms, a global leader in uniform and linen laundry services, has acquired Topper Linen, expanding its presence in the Greater Toronto area. This acquisition strengthens Alsco Uniforms' service capabilities and marks a significant step in their continued growth. Topper Linen's Toronto facility and delivery trucks will be rebranded as Alsco Uniforms, allowing them to better serve industrial, healthcare, hospitality, and food and beverage businesses in the region. With this acquisition, Alsco Uniforms now operates two laundry facilities in Toronto, ensuring service continuity and local expertise for their customers. This strategic move demonstrates Alsco Uniform's commitment to growth and investment in expanding their sales and service teams across North America to support their initiatives.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.